You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. And if you have been listening along with me, we have been talking about a subject called Holy, Holy. And that is your spirit, soul, and body. And today I want to talk about the body. And the whole premise of this is holy, holy. Now try to view these letters, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy. And the second word, holy, H-O-L-Y. So holy or completely holy or set apart for God. So you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're of great value to God. And we need to, with all that God has given us, just spirit, soul, body, we need to be a better steward of that. And so we all want to, need to better care for and cooperate in the maintenance and in the care and condition of our spirit, our soul, and our body. And so I want to talk about our bodies a little bit today, and maybe for the next episode as well. We've all got one. It is our earth suit. You have to have a body to be here, to stay here. Remember, you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And there are four circles, essentially, that, encompass you: biological, psychological, social, and spiritual. And so, again, the better care and cooperation regarding my spirit, my soul, my body, I think it starts with a better understanding. And again, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. So your body, again, that idea of earth suit helps me so much. That's how you relate to this environment and atmosphere. It connects you to the physical world around you. That's how you experience. That's how you participate. That's how you process in this physical life. You've been given five senses, and your spirit and your soul actually express themselves through the body. So the body's kind of like your vehicle. It's the physical container that carries you, the real you, your spirit and soul, that carries you around, that transports you, and also carries the Holy Spirit. So your body is also, and I'll read a verse here in a moment, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So as if you're a believer. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, and I'll read this from the Amplified Bible. It says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body." We are to honor and glorify God with our body. And your body is not just your vehicle to transport you around, carry you, but it's a temple. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So all of this, all of you, spirit, soul, and body, are divinely designed to operate as this incredible integrated unit. Holy, holy. How are we supposed to love and serve God? We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We're to worship with all our heart. We're to bow. We're to lift our hands. We're to worship in spirit. We're to worship in truth. It's this incredibly integrated unit, if you will. That's who you are. It's combining and coordinating, interdependent, harmonizing, functioning all together in this holy balance, each aspect of your spirit, your soul, and your body. And so all of that has to be maintained and operating in optimal condition. And so, you know, previously we talked about the spirit and we've talked about the soul. And so let's focus in today and perhaps at least the next episode on the body. Let me just go ahead and say it. We all need to take better care of our bodies. We do. I know some of you are just hyper healthy. You exercise, you eat right, you do all of those things. And I make good effort at that. Alicia and I, we make good effort at that. But I know I can do better. And I think all of us would admit, yeah, I can do better. I can be a better steward of this body that God has given me. So we want to, and we need to, take better care for, care of, and cooperate in the maintenance and the condition of our bodies. And I believe it is practical, but I believe it is also spiritual. Because think about it, if you're too tired or you're too weak or you're sick somehow, sick, tired, weak, you don't feel like praying. You don't feel like helping somebody. You don't feel like serving. You don't feel like going there, getting there, being there. You certainly don't feel like being kind. And so I think our goals for the body then is strength and mobility and cognition. Now, I know that's my case, you know, just watching people, you know, having pastoring this church for 35 years. And I'll just say this, I started when I was 30, so you do the math. And I've got to observe a lot of people, you know, in the church, in the community, in my neighborhood, you know, that as we tend to age, my goal then is to maintain strength, mobility, and cognition. Because as we age, the body is less forgiving. You know, I can remember as a teenager working at a gas station and a new Burger King, first time we had a Burger King opened up, you know, just a couple blocks down. And man, that was awesome. And I ate so much. And then I traveled on the road with some music groups and fast food, you know, McDonald's. The sign said 100% beef. And if I got to eat McDonald's, you know, 6-8 times a week, that was awesome. I loved it. I could not do that, I don't think, one meal now, because the body is less forgiving. And I don't know, things may have changed ingredient-wise over the years. But, excuse me, we need to realize if our goals are, and you want to stay vibrant your whole life, I do, and I want to stay able, and then what we have to focus in on, our goals, let our goals be, I want to have strength, physical strength, mobility, I've got to be able to get around, and cognition, I've got to be able to think and remember and process. And so, listen, this is not to shame anybody. Let's just start where we are. It is never too late to start. And then try to build consistency. Because remember that consistency beats intense effort every time. Consistency. So try to be consistent. You know, whatever you do, keep on doing it. So let me give you a couple of steers I think will help us and with our body. What do we do to help so that I can be healthy, so that I can transport my spirit, my soul around? I can feel good. I can show up. I can make a difference. Real quick on this, I think the first thing you need to do is feed and fuel and hydrate. Feed, fuel, and hydrate. Let me start with hydrate there. Your body is 60% water, and we tend to dehydrate constantly. And one of the first signs of dehydration is a headache, and then other aches and pains. And then inflammation in our bodies is also related to being dehydrated. And dehydrated is not just you're panting out in a desert, you know, but there are levels of that, and we need to pay attention to that we're hydrating properly, and not just hydrating with, you know, your diet Coke and, you know, your soft drinks and energy drinks and all of that. We need to make sure that we got some good, clean water, add some electrolytes and salts at least once a day, and make sure that you're hydrating. And just the spiritual connection with that too, you know, Jesus talked about thirsting, and the psalmist talked about, I'm panting for the water, you know, like the deer pants for the water, my soul longs and pants for you. And I've found out, and I've heard too, that when you feel that you're thirsty, you've already started to dehydrate. So you need to regularly just make it part of spiritually, make sure you're staying replenished and hydrated, so to speak, with the water of God's word, but also for your body, make sure that you're hydrating. I'm going to kind of land it there. Go get you a good drink of water, something healthy to drink. Think about this. So we've got to take good care of our body. Let your goal be this week and for the rest of your life, I want to be strong, mobile, and have cognition so that I can honor and glorify God in my body and not be in timeout somewhere because I can't function. I can't get around. I'm weak and I can't think. We can do better, a better job to help maintain that, preserve that, and increase that in our lives. We'll talk more about this the next time on Inside Out. Please join me. Please share the news about this, and I pray you have a great week. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.